Well, we were in Tyler, Texas, and we were playing one of the premier teams in Texas that year, the John Tyler Lions. It was here we come, no fair dodging kind of game. Derek was playing on the inside that night. He pretty much tracked the ball wherever it went.
Derek was in there, and he every time he looked up, he was making tackles. And every time, Derek Johnson.
When he would get there, he would just explode on the ball carry and just put him in the ground.
So the next day, and they watched film, and Coach Tusa came and said, "Derek, can you tell us how many tackles you made?" He said, "Oh, I made about 19 to 20. "No, boy, you made 30 tackles in one game."
They probably only ran maybe 50-something plays, so he was an integral part in our defense that night.
He was just running all over that place. He was just controlling the whole field.
I can remember like it was yesterday. Man, it was a great day.
Even to an 18-year-old Derek Johnson, 30 tackles in a single game was a manageable feat. 12 years later, he would enter the 2014 NFL season, his 10th with the Chiefs, needing just 19 tackles to become the franchise's all-time leading tackler. For those following the team to a man, the record was a foregone conclusion.
Most tackles in Chiefs history, DJ. Probably get you in the ring of honor, don't
you know? Oh, man, you know what? I hope so.
Every time we had a chance to talk to DJ leading up to the season, he always handled it so professionally. He was, you know, it's going to happen at some point in time. I don't think about it. I'm more worried about, you know, executing my plays. And
it's one of those things where you reflect after the fact.
Because here he was so close, and it was, you know, really, you never, you know, football's football. You never want to say it's a foregone conclusion that it's going to happen. I mean, it's things happen.
2014 was going to be a great year for me. It was one of those things where coming off a playoff berth, the team was looking up. And personally, had a lot of things to do in 2014.
Derek Johnson was at that point where the people around the NFL were looking at him as one of the best inside linebackers in the league. Physical ability was meeting, you know, mental acuity. And he's, you know, such a smart player. And, you know, he was still, that brain is working at a high level while his legs are doing the same. And that's when you have a superstar player.
Back at glorious Arrowhead Stadium on an amazing day here to open the season, just perfect weather. I got chills going down my spine. This stadium is beyond electric.
Negligible wind here in Arrowhead today, and away we go, the Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans.
The first game of the year going against the Tennessee Titans, I felt great, how I usually feel, pretty good on game day. And you know, I only got to play a half that game.
So we had a Chiefs timeout. The player down is Derek Johnson.
Oh, no.
And Johnson is trying to flex his right ankle.
Man, you're worried.
You know what? I don't want to say
no,
it.
No, we don't speculate, but, man, that does not look good.
It doesn't. When you fall on your own like that, it's
the 10-year veteran, the future Chiefs Ring of Honor man, who is close to being the all-time tackle leader, and this is one of the worst scenes you could have if you're a Chiefs fan.
They didn't say it out there on the field, but I said, and in my mind, I was like, man, this is going to be a long one.
In the NFL, no one is unfamiliar with battling injuries. But up until the 2014 season, Derek's career had been remarkably free of hardship. A career with humble beginnings in the fields of Waco, Texas.
I took him to practice the first time to play football, and first time it was okay.
I haven't had that much success in football until the eighth grade.
So he got out and he started playing football. He played every position. He played wide receiver, safety, running back, everything.
Seventh grade, I actually had me a cornerback. I don't know what I was doing out there, but I guess I was shutting them down like Deion. But in my eighth grade year, I just started being more of a complete player. They put me a middle backer, and I started playing really good at that.
We were in a defense at the time that required two inside, two outside linebackers. the first thing that jumps out at you about Derek Johnson is he can fly.
He played against Brian in 1998 when he just blew up in the backfield and hit the guy in the backfield for a tackle for loss, the running back. And I was like, whoa, where's this guy coming from? I mean, I knew he was going to do good, but he kind of hit the scene earlier than expected.
He was just great at zoning in on a ball carry and then just kind of knocking them silly. And you know, often the ball would come loose. And he was great at getting behind the line and nailing guys for losses, too. I think he just kind of had it from the start.
Well, if you have speed and you have natural instincts, then those two are a deadly combination on the football field. You could bring him off the edge and he could rush the passer. And if you wanted something big to happen, then you usually involved Derek's assignment in that planning.
Coach Tusa has had incredible defenses here. You know, some of the best in the state. He always put his best players on defense. I think Derek was probably the best one he ever had. So that's saying a whole lot.
To block him one-on-one, especially on the edge or blitz, you're just wasting your time, so you might as well move on to plan B.
It wouldn't take long for D1 colleges to find out about the young linebacker out of Waco. By his sophomore year, Derek's mailbox was regularly filled to the brim.
The mail starts coming in. I have boxes and boxes of letters out in the garage now, coming from all of the universities.
There was a lot of hubbub around him, but he probably handled the process better than most. You know, if you've never had to go through that grind, it is not near as charming as it looks from the outside. He wanted to go somewhere where he could be happy. He wanted to go somewhere where he could have the possibility to win a national championship, and he wanted to go somewhere that was going to make him a better player coming out than going in.
Baylor was hoping they could get him. Probably everybody else around here in the state.
I think he went to Oklahoma. He might have gone to Texas A&M.
Oklahoma, Arkansas, all of the top D1 colleges.
Early on, when the recruiting process began, he was a Texas leaner at that time.
Derek always wanted to go to University of Texas. Every college that he went to is, okay, yes, that's nice, but I love the program down in Texas.
Texas was one of those teams where, hey, if I can go to that school, that's probably where I want to be.